Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. Do you believe 2020 has come to an end? Wow. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network on New Year's Eve 2020. Well, according to NFL Network's Mike Garofalo, Washington quarterback Alex Smith took first-team reps during yesterday's walkthrough practices. Smith missing the previous two games with a calf injury, and it's very simple for Washington at this point. If they beat the Eagles Sunday, they win the NFC East. For the Cowboys, the path to the playoffs isn't as straightforward. If Dallas wins at the Giants, they also need Washington to lose to Philly. The Cowboys have won three straight games, and head coach Mike McCarthy is happy with his squad's improved play of late.
If you can play your best football in December, then you obviously have the best chance if you have the opportunity to be in the tournament. So, you know, in the last 3 weeks, we've accomplished that. So, you know, our goal clearly is to go to New York and win this game, but and hopefully we play our best football this week.
Over in the AFC, the Ravens have several ways to make it to the postseason, but the easiest equation is win, and they are in. Baltimore head coach John Harbaugh saying his team is going to be ready for the challenge the Bengals provide.
Our guys watch the tape. They know the Bengals. They know we always, you know, have tough games against the Bengals, win or lose. Our guys, I believe our guys always play hard, regardless. It's just a matter of how well we play. And this is going to be a big challenge for us. It's a division game on the road. It's a tough place to play always. And, you know, we have our hands full, and we have a lot to gain. So we're just trying to go to work and be as focused as we can and play as well as we can.
Now, one statistical nugget you can look out for in that game, Baltimore quarterback Lamar Jackson leads all quarterbacks with 908 rushing yards this season. With at least 92 rushing yards at Cincinnati on Sunday, Jackson, who rushed for over 1,200 yards last year, can become the first quarterback in NFL history with at least 1,000 rushing yards in multiple seasons. Because the Steelers clinched the AFC North title last week, they are resting Ben Roethlisberger. Pittsburgh will be the number two seed in the AFC with a win against the Browns and a Bills loss versus the Dolphins, but that responsibility falls to Mason Rudolph, who will start at quarterback. Big Ben views his role as almost a quarterback coach to his backups on Sunday.
I'll be here for Mason, for Josh, whoever it may be. Kind of like last year, that's the approach I'm going to take. I never want to step on toes, but I want to be available. The questions to help, to my input with Coach Randy, with Coach Canada, whatever it may be. So I've already talked to Mason about that. And so that's going to be my role this week is to really try and do everything I can to be there to answer questions or be a help to them to get them prepared for this game.
The NFL's currently in passer won't be added to his total Sunday. The Chiefs saying they'll be resting Patrick Mahomes against the Chargers. KC has already clinched the AFC's top seed. Chad Henne will start versus LA. The AFC East champion Bills will get to host at least one home playoff game this postseason. And all fans there when they do. The state of New York gave the team permission to have up to 6,772 fans at their first round playoff game. But all fans must first have a negative COVID test in order to attend the game. For further analysis on both the NFL and college game, make sure to download the Move the Sticks podcast with Daniel Jeremiah and Bucky Brooks. Also, don't forget to catch Good Morning Football as Peter Schrager and the crew bring you a special New Year's Eve edition of We In or We Out. You won't want to miss that. It's going to be a lot of fun. That's going down from 7 to 10 Eastern. Well, much like 2020, my time is up. Hope you have a happy and safe New Year's Eve. I'm Will Selva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.